The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Would you look at him, would you? He's the cutest darn thing.
He is. Well, come on, eat your breakfast. You're going to be late to work later.
I am. Oh, whoa, he's daddy boy, isn't he? Huh?
More coffee, Aunt Effie?
Oh, yes, thank you, dear.
Want more toast, Betsy? She hasn't eaten the piece she's got. Betsy, now hurry up. What's the matter with you this morning?
Nothing. I'm just not hungry.
Well, you eat anyway.
Honey, look at him laugh. By golly, I tell you, there's nothing like a baby around, huh?
Oh, Lord, not that. That's the kind of thing you can get a picture of, dear.
Oh, God.
I'm trying to take a picture now, dear.
Well, honey, that is what we always say. In the meantime, we don't get any pictures of him at all.
Well, you'd have to take it with a flash bulb inside you, and I don't think we have any flash bulbs at all.
Oh, golly. Well, I'll pick some up today. We ought to get a picture of him every week, then put him in a scrapbook so we can see how he changes. You know?
Well, that's what we're always going to do with Betsy and never get Betsy eat your breakfast now.
I feel well.
Oh, yes, you do. Now, don't start that.
My stomach hurts.
Well, it's strange how your stomach hurts on school days, but not on Saturdays or Sundays. Oh, dear, look at the time.
Oh,
you
golly. Goodbye, Bert. Goodbye, son. Goodbye. I'll see you all tonight.
Goodbye, Daddy.
And you eat your breakfast now. Be a good girl. Goodbye. See you all tonight.
Goodbye, dear. Oh,
I think he wants his bottle.
Yes. I'll get it, honey.
I want a bottle, too.
Oh, now, Betsy, don't be silly. You're a big girl.
I want a bottle, too.
If your 1957 income was more than $5,000, last year when you filed your federal income tax report, you had to use Form 1040, the long form. Those who earned $5,000 or less were permitted to use the short form, Form 1040A, if they chose. This year, the Internal Revenue Service is offering taxpayers a new Form 1040A, a simplified form with only 15 lines to fill out. The most important difference about this new form is that those whose 1958 incomes were $10,000 or less, and if you take only standard deductions, you are now permitted to file your return on the new short form 1040A. If you earned over $10,000 during 1958, or intend to itemize your deductions or other income variations, the long form 1040 must be used. The Revenue Service again reminds you to be sure to attach all W-2 withholding tax certificates pertaining to your earnings to the form you intend to file. Send your return to the District Director of Internal Revenue at the appropriate district office.
Yes, well, I did exactly what you told me, Doctor, and I've kept her home all day. Mm-hmm. Yes, well, I've kept her on the same schedule as the baby, and she's taken naps, and yes, she insisted on taking a nap in her baby bed.
Well, I think it's just ridiculous. Uh-huh. Ask the doctor.
Yes,
how long?
Aunt Effie, I cannot hear the doctor when you're talking.
Well, ask me how long you're supposed to keep this up. I think that she just needs a good old-fashioned spanking.
Well, that is not the answer to everything, Aunt Effie. Yes, I will, Doctor. Yes, I'll call you tomorrow. All right, goodbye. Now, I'll set the table, Aunt Effie.
No, I can do it.
Well, don't set a place for Betsy. Doctor said she probably won't come to the table for dinner, not in the mood she's in.
In the mood she's in? I don't believe a child of 7 is old enough to have mood.
Well, whatever it is, I'm doing what the doctor said.
Well, I don't think doctors always know everything.
Well,
a good old-fashioned spanking.
Aunt Effie, please, I'm sorry, but I'm upset enough. Where is Betsy?
Lying in there on the sofa. Sounds like her father's just come home. I'll be interested to see what he thinks of all this.
Well, I guess if he's home, I better mash the potatoes.
Hello, dear.
Hi. Boy, it's getting colder out. Guess we're going to have a late spring. Piper says we might even have snow tonight.
Oh, really?
I guess he hasn't seen her yet.
Yeah. Do you want to make the salad, Aunt Effie? I forgot to do that.
For the love of Mike, what is going on?
Oh, dear. Honey, could you come out here? Let's talk to you for a minute. Right away.
What?
Dear.
What in the name of blue blazes is going on?
Now, don't shout. You're not supposed to make a big thing out of this, now, just...
Make a big thing out of what?
Oh, calm down and listen, I will explain.
Calm down, isn't that my 7-year-old daughter lying in there on the sofa with nothing on but diapers?
Yes.
And drinking out of a baby bottle?
Yes, but just ignore it now.
Ignore it?
Yes, and if you...
ignore it? I
knew he'd think it was just as silly as I do. What she needs is a good old-fashioned spanking.
Hang on just a minute, Annette. What do you mean, ignore the fact that Betsy has diapers on and is drinking milk out of a baby bottle?
I'm trying to tell you that is what she wants to do.
What she wants to do? She's 7 years old. She's nearly 8 years old.
Calm down, be quiet. I've called the doctor. This is all under control. He says it is not at all unusual.
It's not unusual?
No, not when there's a new baby in the family. Mm. And the parents make a fuss over the baby and the older child feels left out of it. He said it's a bit unusual when the older child is as old as Betsy, but he said just to go along with it. And
go along with it? That's the most ridiculous thing I ever...
That's exactly what I said.
The doctor said it was just a phase and wouldn't last long. He said Betsy was jealous of the baby. She is basically unhappy, but as soon as she realizes...
Basically unhappy. Boy, I tell you, first thing you know, you'll be wanting us to take her to be psychoanalyzed.
Well, she is upset.
Well, so am I.
And we have made a fuss over Bobby, you especially. Like this morning, I thought back, and all we did was nag Betsy to eat her breakfast while we owed and awed about how cute Bobby was. And you even once said, oh, there's nothing like a baby. And I told the doctor that, and he said that was probably the straw that broke the camel's back.
Oh, but he said, look, she knows that we love her.
Apparently, we haven't paid as much attention to her lately as we have to the baby. So, subconsciously, she feels we'll love her just as much or more if she's a baby again, too.
Oh, I heard her today. You should have seen her today. She insisted on being bathed and fed and put to bed in her old baby bed and even talking baby talk.
Well, don't say things like that, will you? Give me the chills.
Well, you think I spelled all day, but that's what the doctor said to do. Just go along with what she wants.
How can we do that? Some of our friends walk in here and see the 7-year-old girl running around in diapers talking baby talk. What are they going to think?
Well, what our friends think is beside the point. I'm more interested in what Betsy thinks than in what they think.
Well, yes, of course. I didn't mean that. It's just that she...
Of course, it's none of my business. But I have said it before, and I'll say it again. She needs a good, old-fashioned spanking.
Well, I don't think that's the right thing, Aunt Effie.
No, it is. There were 9 of us in our family, and there was always a baby, and we had to get used to it. And if any one of us had any such silly ideas, I can tell you the father would have taken us right out to the woodshed.
Well, if we had 9 children, it might be different, but with 2, there's bound to be jealousy. Oh. I rocked her to sleep today the way I used to, you know, sang lullabies. Kept telling her how much we loved her. Well, I don't know.
Now, all I can say is if America would bring back the woodshed and the razor strap, you wouldn't need all this modern psychology.
Honestly, Aunt Effie, I thought you loved Betsy. You have to try and understand the child.
I love Betsy. With all this talk nowadays of trying to understand the child, I think it's time the child was made to understand the parents.
Well, golly, look, I'm going in and talk to Betsy.
I'll be right with you, Aunt Effie. Will you mash the potatoes,
please? Well, I may be old-fashioned, but I don't believe in pampering.
Oh, really? Now, dear, be careful what you say to her, dear.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Betsy. Betsy, can't you say hello to your daddy?
Hello, Dad.
Oh, whoa, Dad. What kind of talk is that?
Oh, dear, you know what I told you.
Just Betsy, what's the matter with you?
I can't talk.
Oh, you can't? Why not?
I'm a baby.
Oh, you're a baby, I see. Well, if you're a baby, I think you ought to be up in bed, don't you?
Yes. Carry me, I can't walk.
Carry you?
Now, dear, I'm told to go along with it, you know. I'm only doing what the DOCTOR said. Now.
The DOCTOR feels that this is the modern, most up-to-date way to handle a situation. That is the psychological way.
Listen, even a book I read mentioned that this often happens, dear.
Well, I don't feel that way, and I'm going to handle this in my own way.
What are you going
to
do?
Well, I do. I got lots to do. Now then, I thought I had a very nice, pretty little daughter that I was very proud of, but apparently I don't. Now then, Betsy, your daddy will carry you upstairs. Oh, no, can't call you Betsy. That's the little girl I used to have. You're a new baby now. Let's see, we got to have a new name, so let's see. Virginia, that's what we'll call you. All right, come on, Virginia.
No, my name is Betsy.
Oh, remember now, no, you can't talk. You're a baby. Come on, Virginia, come to daddy. We'll go upstairs and pack up all of Betsy's things.
Each weeknight, CBS Radio brings you a variety of programs designed to keep you well informed about your world. One that answers your own queries on every kind of topic is the highly entertaining feature entitled Answer, Please. If you have a question about a matter that's been puzzling you, no matter whether it's, well, something as important as the origin of the game of hopscotch or the history of donuts, you're sure to have your curiosity well taken care of, courtesy of Ron Cochran and his Answer Please staff. Now, quite a different kind of informative evening program over CBS Radio presents Eric Severide with commentary on important aspects of the current news. No matter how closely you keep in touch with the changing picture of international news, you're sure to find that Mr. Severide gives you a fresh viewpoint, a new slant on the events of the day. Answer Please and commentary by Eric Severide, two of the many interesting informative feature programs heard weeknights over most of these CBS radio stations.
Come on, Mommy. Help me pack up the rest of these things. All the dresses, shoes, dolls. We'll need another suitcase. And all the games and puzzles. Mm-hmm. Virginia here is much too little to play with these things.
Well, yes, I guess she is.
What are you doing, Mommy? Daddy?
I'm packing up all the things that belong to the little girl that we used to have.
Oh, Daddy, you still have me?
Oh, no. You're a new baby. You're Virginia. Now then, how about this pink organdy party dress, Mommy?
Oh, yes.
Might as well pack that up and send it off to the AIDS Society. Mm-hmm. Some little girl, you know, who's big enough and will love to have this.
Oh, yes, and it would be out of style by the time the baby here grows up enough to wear it.
Oh, yes, I should say so. Well, it's always nice to have a new baby, but, you know, I could just cry when I think of not having Betsy anymore. Just when she was getting old enough to get all dressed up and go out to dinner with her.
Yeah.
You know, I had planned to take Mommy and Betsy out to dinner Saturday night.
Oh.
You know, buy them both corsages and maybe ask my daughter to get up and dance with me.
Oh, wouldn't that have been fun?
Yes, wouldn't that have been fun? I thought the three of us would go out, you know, leave the baby at home.
Uh-huh.
Now I guess we're going to have to leave two babies at home.
Go on, put dinner on the table. It's all ready.
Oh, yes, fine. We'll be right down, Aunt Effie. Come on, we're having lamb chops.
Lamb chops? Mm. Oh, dear. How Betsy used to love lamb
Did
chops.
See?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This poor baby couldn't even eat them. I suppose she hasn't any teeth yet.
Yes, I do, Daddy.
You do? Well, let's see. Let me... For heaven's sake, you must be Betsy, after all.
I am Betsy.
Well...
Oh, Daddy, you're so funny.
Yeah, you know something? So are you, cutie pie. But the only way I'll know that you're Betsy is if you hop out of that crib, get dressed, and get downstairs to the dinner table in 5 minutes. Come on, hurry up now. Come on.
Oh, really, dear? You know you handled it beautifully.
Well, I was experimenting with something new.
What?
Common sense.
Oh, you're silly.
Set another place at the table, Aunt Effie. Betsy is coming back.
When you have a cold, don't add to your troubles. It's a fact that irregularity can add to the misery of a cold. So if you have a cold and need a laxative, let X-Lax help you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight. Taken at bedtime, X-Lax will not disturb your sleep. Next morning, you're well on your way towards your normal regularity. So when you feel a cold coming on and you need a laxative, remember, X-Lax helps you towards your normal regularity gently overnight. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, and Madeline Pierce, and is produced by Walter Hart.